It's Thursday, time for our weekly visit with Dr. Frank Bowling from the Bowling Chiropractic Center, home of the $20 adjustment every single day. How you doing on this fine day, Doc?
Fabulous, Dwayne. Yourself?
Living the dream. That's what I always say. Living the dream.
Another day in paradise.
Finer than frog's hair.
That's it.
What do you got on your mind this week?
Well, the nice thing about entitling this little segment Creating Wellness that it opens up the whole world. There isn't anything that doesn't impact our ability to create wellness, health, happiness, and peace in our lives. And so, once again, we're going to go down a rabbit hole. I was listening to a podcast recently, and the guy was talking about being stuck in the middle. And what he meant by that was, you know, we're born, and we die, and everything else is in the middle.
That's
and, it is. It is. And so, you know, we are where we are, and we look back over our lives. You're familiar with that song, Summer of 69, Bryan Adams. Every time I hear that song, it just makes me smile, because the summer of 69, I was turning 17 years old. I was young. I was strong. I was smart. I was patriotic and religious and idealistic and had the world by the tail. Didn't even know it, but I did. And so we look back on our past and all the wreckage between then and now and all the mistakes that we've made and the struggles that we've had. And that's what he meant by being stuck in the middle. And of course, we can't see the future. We don't know what the future holds. And sometimes people get down. You know, I've made so many mistakes. And, you know, I thought I'd be rich and famous by now, Dwayne, and would have saved millions of lives, all that kind of stuff. But the thing is, what that teaches us is fortitude. It teaches us patience. It teaches us perseverance. And so, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that have had a lot more struggles than I have. Maybe some health challenges, some financial challenges, some relationship challenges, all that kind of stuff. You know, when my new patients fill out a form, I have all these different areas of stress that they can check. And it's remarkable how many people check every one of them. I mean, the stress is just everywhere. And so, you know, it can be easy to get down on yourself. So once again, I'm no expert on the religious life or the spiritual life, but St. Paul, you know, he got into a place like that, and he's asking for some relief, and you know, God says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." So just when we think we're the weakest, if we look in the right place, you know, we gain some of that strength, and you never know when things are going to change. You know, I looked to my father, who was my example. Of course, he was always a good man, but he didn't become mayor of Ligoti till he was 75 years old. And between 75 and 83, he made the greatest impact of his life. He radically impacted the city of Ligoti. A lot of people credit him with almost single-handedly saving Crane. They were looking at closing Crane, and now look at that place. It's getting ready to about double in size. And so, you know, you never know. Out of the book of Esther in the Bible, it talks about, you know, this lady, she's trying to decide whether to risk her life, and the guy says, you know, maybe you were created, maybe you were born for such a time as this. So again, you know, regardless of where we are in our lives, you never know when something, as my mentor, B.J. Palmer, developer of the chiropractic profession, said, you never know how far-reaching something you may think, say, or do today will impact the lives of millions tomorrow. So, again, maybe you're sick, maybe you're down and out, and you might make a decision that's going to help a lot of people in the future. And you know, again, referring back to my father, one of the greatest things that he did for me was he showed me how to die, Dwayne. I mean, he had the most graceful, elegant way out, and it set an example for the rest of us. So anyway, just a little bit of an inspirational thought this morning for us. Don't give up. Hang in there. Fortitude, perseverance, patience, and all will be well.
Fight the good fight every day.
That's it.
I love it. All right. Dr. Frank Bowling is at the Bowling Chiropractic Center. Doc, how do they get a hold of you, sir?
254-0246, bowlingchiropractic.com, 312 East Main.
Home of the $20 adjustment every day. That's Have a great week.
Yes, sir, you too.